Blog Talk Radio.
About internet dating versus physical dating. So with that, let me introduce our staff. Everybody's on board today. Vernice, my co-host.
Hello, everyone. Happy summer day. Beautiful day.
Amen. And our producer, Chabonet.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
And before we begin, I do have some announcements, and I'll check with the other ladies as well. I want to say happy birthday to my sister, Liz. Her birthday was just last week. And today, my niece, Becca Boyd, today is her birthday. So happy birthday to both of you. Anybody else have any announcements?
No, I don't have any, not for this month.
Okay.
Well, I do. I have two announcements. This Friday will be Jessica's birthday. So happy birthday, Jessica. And the following
Happy birthday, Jessica.
And then the following Friday, the 20th, will be Cherie's birthday. So happy birthday to Cherie.
Happy birthday, Cherie.
Happy birthday, Cherie.
Yeah, so to all our birthday people, we'd like to give a little applause here.
It sounds like a fax machine.
Don't it? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was trying to. There we go.
All right, all our birthday folks.
Okay, anything else? Otherwise, we're going to begin with entertainment, and then, of course, you know, Shab's going to bring the sports news and news of the weird. We've been missing that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so entertainment news, what's going on down the hall, Ms. Vernice?
Well, we've got LeVar Odom is returning to Los Angeles. Odom, who was married to reality star Khloe Kardashian, is now a member of the L.A. Clippers.
About time.
Odom did not fare well with the Dallas Mavericks. He was sent there after many years with the Lakers. Odom and Kardashian became quite the hit with their reality show, Khloe and Lamar, but his sports career suffered. Odom was sworn off of reality TV for now as he concentrates on his basketball.
Hello.
Wow. Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're not doing another season. Yeah, that was in the news that they will not be doing another season because it did hurt him doing that reality show. And so she and him both decided, you know, she'll keep doing the Keeping Up with the Kardashians, but they will, there will be no longer any Khloe and Lamar. That way, keep it separate. You know, you're a celebrity, reality TV celebrity. He's an athlete. Let him
career,
do his thing.
It kind of clashed with his career contract, too, didn't it? Where he was having trouble with his contract. If he stayed with the show.
Well, that's a little bit of that as well. And he also had injuries. Injuries didn't help as well.
Yeah, that's true.
So, and that was he was benched a lot when he was with the Mavericks, so.
Well, good luck to him. I'm glad he's gotten it together and is back into his basketball because he's a good player.
Well, he's happy now.
Good player. Yeah, I mean, get out of that Kardashian shit, okay? It ain't about nothing. Anyway.
Well, we got NBA coach Mark Jackson wants to put the past behind him. Jackson was the victim of an extortion plot involving his former mistress and ex-stripper. Jackson is the head coach of the Golden State Warriors, and he is also a passer, and he was a standout player for the New York Knicks. I was thinking Knicks, but I guess it's just Knicks.
Six years ago,
Jackson says he was involved in an affair that lasted less than a year. Jackson says he's allowed compromising photos to be taken of him, and his former mistress used it against him. Jackson is married to gospel singer Desiree Coleman. They have four kids, and he is working on repairing his marriage. Jackson's mistress, Alexis Adam, and a male accomplice, Marcus Shaw, were taken into custody for their role in the extortion plot. Give them some time. Give them some time.
There you go.
You know, and they won't be doing that mess no more.
And he's a pastor, too, as well as a player. Come on.
Yeah.
Shame.
The church will
be rearing
over. Okay?
Well, it's official, y'all. Eddie Murphy and 106 and Park host Roxy are an item. I hear Murphy's children are not happy about it and don't like Roxy. Roxy has quite a reputation. She was rumored to be the side chick to Prime Minister of the Turks and Caicos Islands, Michael Misak. He was married to actress Lisa Ray at the time. Well, see? Messing around, y'all. Dipping too much. Everybody's knowing everybody's business now.
Well.
Y'all need to stay with one. Okay? Let that do you. On Sunday, July 8th, it is the season premiere of Sunday's Best.
Yay!
Kirk Franklin returns as host along with judges Yolanda Adams, CeCe Winans, and Donnie McClurkin on BET.
Yay! I am so happy.
Well, we got Tom Cruise and Katie Holmes, y'all. Divorcing could be devastating for the movie star.
Charge!
Cruz, who is 50 years old, and Holmes, who is 33, are divorcing after 5 years of marriage. They have a 6-year-old daughter. Son is Scientology at the root of their problem. The daughter's Suri.
Yes.
Okay. This is Cruz's third failed marriage. His previous ex-wives, Mimi Rogers, Nicole Kidman, both divorced him when they were 33. Was Cruz too controlling? Sources say Holmes feared that he would force their daughter into Scientology. He's really wrapped up into that Scientology mess. He can't even live his own life.
He sure is.
That's ridiculous.
But I didn't see that. I didn't see that marriage going too far anyway. And I'll tell you why. Tom Cruise seemed to me that he's a controlling, possessive type of person. And so I didn't see. And she was young, innocent, and you know, Tom Cruise. Come on, wow, you're world renowned, married to Tom Cruise. You know, but her parents didn't agree with Scientology or her. I think her family is Lutheran.
Okay.
I mean, if somebody knows better, please call in to correct me. But they weren't of the Scientology, and I think that was the first difference was their religion about, you know, and how they were going to raise their daughter and blah, blah, blah. So, she wasn't agreeable. But anyway, we'll see.
Okay.
Well, I mean,
and
teacher both worlds. Teacher Scientology. I said teacher both worlds. Teacher Christianity, teacher Scientology. Let her make the choice as she gets older.
That's right.
Well, that's true. But, you know, it depends if he was, how do I want to say it, being more intense or forcible for her to learn that. Maybe there wasn't
Could
an
be.
Option for the other side. But you're right. I agree with you, Shaw. Let her see both sides. It's like in anybody, if they're Catholic and Baptist or Lutheran and Muslim, let them experience both sides. And then a child can decide by the time they're 12 or 14, what church they want to attend or religion they want to become a part of.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Or unless there are rules that once you're in that Scientology, you can't get out. What's up with that? You know?
Who knows? Could be.
You know? And you got to find out what the rules are first. Well, the last thing I have on my list is former Today host Katie Couric's new daytime talk show on ABC's debuts September 10th at 3 p.m. So what about daytime soap classic General Hospital?
Yeah.
It's not getting canceled. Just moving an hour earlier to 2 p.m. to make way for Katie. Okay.
Why did they let her go? They said she was the reason those ratings went down? I don't watch today, so
on
I haven't
CBS,
seen it.
CBS, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
No, on NBC. Today's on NBC.
But Katie Couric came off of CBS.
Oh, Katie Couric. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
I'm getting
Katie
her mixed
Couric
up with Ann Curry.
NBC. She started at NBC, of course.
Right.
the Today
the
Show.
Today.
Then she went to CBS to
mm-hmm.
anchor the news. Now she's going to ABC
right.
for a daytime talk show.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you know, I was getting her confused with Ann Curry, who left.
Yeah.
Now, Ann Curry, that was a surprise.
That was a shock for me.
Yeah.
I did not think they would let Ann Curry ever go.
Yes.
You know, and I'm sure it was a shock for her, too, because I was just like...
Oh, she cried at the last
show.
Oh,
yes, she sure did. I was crying right along with her, too. I said, that's cold.
Yeah, I didn't understand why they let her go, because she hadn't done anything wrong. They said, well, she was bringing the ratings down. I don't think
she was not bringing the ratings down.
I don't either. I mean, who watches the Weatherman anymore? He don't interest me, and Matt Lauer's gotten a little shaky. Now, Brian Williams I could watch.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know,
oh,
come
yeah.
on, the Today Show is not all that anymore.
Mm-mm.
It's not. They're ridiculous on the stories they have on there now.
They are.
I
mm-hmm.
do not care to watch that show anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So
yeah.
it's not. It wasn't Katie. I mean, it wasn't...
Ann.
What's her name?
Ann Curry.
It wasn't Ann Curry. It is just the ratings of the show, period. Right.
Right
now.
And they made
you know,
her the
don't
fall
be,
guy, and that
yeah,
wasn't fair to
you
her.
Know, I think that was wrong. That was really wrong.
It was.
You know, y'all need to take that back and apologize to her as many years she's been on that show.
Mm-hmm.
I don't
she
care.
Good,
I'm going to say what I got to say.
Yeah, and she's a good foreign
mm-hmm.
reporter.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the international story, she was really good.
Yeah.
So.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Oh, well, NBC's loss.
Yeah.
Well, while we're at entertainment news, let's also remember Andy Griffith, who
yeah.
died this week at the age of 86.
Mm-hmm.
He is best remembered for The Andy Griffith Show, which
mm-hmm.
ran for 8 years in the 1960s. The show was such a huge hit. It was the number one show on television in its last season. Griffin made a TV comeback, though, y'all, starting
mm-hmm.
in 1986 with a 9-year run as the down-home, crime-solving lawyer, Matlock.
Love Matlock.
Love it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. He also produced Andy Griffith's show spinoff, Gomer Pyle,
yeah.
and Mayberry RFD.
And I watched both of them shows. I sure did.
And, you know, and Griffin, he was a Grammy winner, y'all.
Yes, he was.
And a platinum-selling gospel singer, if
mm-hmm.
y'all didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
And
no, I didn't know that.
Yes, ma'am. And,
he had the show No Time for Sergeant. I used to watch that on a regular basis, too.
Mm.
Yep.
Well,
okay.
He was awarded the Presidential Medal of Freedom in 2005.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, ma'am. He's also starred in the acclaimed films No Time for Sergeants and A Face in the Crowd.
Mm-hmm.
At his family request, Griffin was buried 5 hours after his death.
Mm-hmm.
Published reports say the quick burial was planned in advance. President Obama called Griffin an extraordinary talent, loved by generations, a supporter of President Obama.
Mm-hmm.
Griffin's last television appearance was a PSA promoting the Affordable Health Care Act.
Hey, that's what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm. And just to let
Yay.
Y'all know, we will be talking about Obamacare next Sunday's show, so I just want to throw that in there.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see, what else is going on? Well, if y'all didn't know it, a lot of people didn't, so let's talk about R. Kelly. What's
okay.
going on with the R. Kelly book tour? Kelly's memoir, Sola Coaster, The Diary of Me, has been released, but Kelly has not been around to promote it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. He says he is experiencing a medical emergency and is linked to the throat surgery he had last year. Is he really sick? Or does he want to avoid promoting a book, y'all, that delves into his controversial personal life?
Hmm.
Kelly has had a great career in music. We all know that.
Yeah.
But he has been surrounded by controversy involving young teenage girls.
And yet we still buy his albums.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah,
we actually, so no, seriously, if you think people support a pedophile, I'll be the first one to say I do. I'll buy every album he drops.
And well, yeah. the man can—he can make some good music. He can make—I don't care.
Oh yeah, he can. I'll never trust him around my kids. He's a pervert.
Yeah.
And whatever
mm-hmm.
comes his way, hey, that's on you, bruh. But I'll keep
yeah.
buying your albums.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Well, the publishing company is very upset, y'all, because his refusal to promote the book is hurting the sales.
Mm-hmm.
R. Kelly has always been very private. Who knew he had another ex-wife, Andrea? And her 3 kids.
Mm.
I want y'all to know Andrea Kelly is proving to be a standout star on the VH1 reality show Hollywood Exes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Andrea's a riot. Now, after years of being kept hidden,
yeah.
she is coming out and talking.
She sure is. I've mm-hmm. seen the first previews of that show. I said, you go, girl. He was hiding her. What you hiding her for?
Yeah, they
mm-hmm.
had been married for 12 years,
yeah.
13 altogether,
mm-hmm.
but married for 12 years. Because and R. Kelly said they divorced because of lack of passion and romance. How
oh,
many
please.
Women were you screwing on the side,
exactly.
R. Kelly?
Exactly. Exactly.
Mm-hmm. The romantic movie The Notebook inspired that realization for him. The Hollywood Exes show also stars ex-wives of Prince, Eddie Murphy, Jose Canseco, and Will Smith. Yes, ma'am.
So that's good they're coming out.
Because
I wonder why he's... Maybe he was afraid that she was going to be talking and saying things that he didn't want her to say.
After that Leah situation and she didn't leave him, I think she was trustworthy.
Okay.
You know, I mean, it was just a whole hot mess.
It was.
She'd been there for a long time, and then you coming out with videos of girls peeing on you and stuff, and she still didn't leave. I don't think trust would have been an issue.
Okay.
Well, yeah, well, it's something. She finally got fed up and got tired of it.
She got tired of being in the background.
Yes, because
she got tired of people saying, who are you? And she says, I am his wife. She got tired of that.
Wow.
She said that right there on X's. She sure did.
I haven't caught the show myself, but I might now.
Yep.
Yeah, it's really good because the other ladies, even Eddie Murphy's wife, said on the show, they didn't know that R. Kelly was married.
Yep.
They never knew. That's how bad that woman was in the background, not being noticed or who she is, you know?
He kept her out of the loop, okay? And I'm just like, wow. So, you know, you can imagine how that made her feel. I can imagine how you felt, girlfriend. I'd have been coming out and talking my smack right now, too.
Yeah. Well, it's hurtful.
Yeah, that's hurtful.
And then people would push her out the way. Remember she said that,
too? Yeah, she said they push her out of the way.
Like, who are you?
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, wow. But then that goes back to R. Kelly. I know he has this thing looking like he's single or whatever, but that's your wife, man. You ain't going to stand up for your wife and tell him, whoa.
And that's
hold
the same.
On.
Wasn't
he didn't say nothing.
What in his music, wasn't he going for the younger people? You know, is he trying to attract the younger crowd?
No, I think he's always had his music with his own age. I mean, for us, like when he came out, it was geared towards us. So as we got older, his music, I think, stayed with either my age or older. Yeah, he never really catered to the young kids. Mm-mm.
Okay. I was just wondering if that could be part of the reason. That's why I asked it.
Oh, he's just a pervert.
Okay. You're just a pervert, R. Kelly. You need to stop that mess.
Yes, he is.
That's crazy.
Yes, he is. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a quick 5-minute break, and when we come back, Chauvinet is going to deliver news of the weird and sports, because we need to find out what Serena and Venus is up to, and Ray Allen, we heard, is going to Miami Heat, so Chauvinet's going to have all that for us when we return in 5 minutes. So hang on, don't leave, we'll be right back.
Down.
Okay, we are back. Thank you for listening to the show. The phone number is area code 646-727-2914. That's area code 646-727-2914. And don't forget to go over to my website, The Essence of Success, where you can listen to the show 24/7 in streams. Also, if you need a psychic reading, that too. And the website keeps daily updates of the news of what's happening. Okay, let's check in with Chabonet and find out what's going on in News of the Weird, Chabonet.
Well, this is the latest things of what's going on in the world, and they are true stories. The government office in Liverpool, England, that takes applications for benefits from disabled persons, acknowledged in March that it needed to relocate. The office's parking garage is 13 stories high, but they still require visitors to climb two more flights of stairs from that level to reach the offices. A Liverpool council statement admitted that the office was not in the ideal location for disabled people.
So sad. Too bad. Go ahead.
Yeah. Just a mess. And NBC Bay Area reports periodically on the uses of 2009's federal stimulus money distributed in the San Francisco area, and in May revealed that the University of California in San Francisco had received $1.2 million to interview 200 men on what effect being overweight has had on their sex lives. A government budget activist decried funding a sex study over fixing bridges and roads that are crumbling every day.
Mm.
Yeah. So let's have their priorities in order.
Yes.
Okay.
And in future, or not future, excuse me, recent police reports, Germany's Spiegel Online reported in April that a man, excuse me, that police in Hamburg had charged a 33-year-old man with 96 burglaries based in part on the ear prints he left at each scene when he leaned against the front door.
Wait a minute. Ear prints.
Ear prints that he left at each scene.
Oh, okay. Get me straight.
When he leaned against the front door to detect whether anyone was home. DNA and fingerprints were also collected, said in a police source, but ear prints are of similar value as fingerprints in terms of evidence.
Yeah, I've heard about that, that the ear print is just unique. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, Shab. We'll laugh on that one.
No, it's true. They see that the ear print is just as unique as the fingerprint.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they caught him, so it must be doing something.
Yeah.
Easy caller Calvin Holvery, 35, was charged with attempted auto theft in Tulsa, Oklahoma, in June after jumping into Jeremy Penny's van and fleeing. Penny and his dad took up the chase and caught Calvin. Said Penny later, "I rodeo. Dad and I both rodeo." When police arrived, Calvin had been neatly hog-tied and secured to a fence, explained Penny. "Lately, I've been having a bad luck keeping calves tied in rodeo, so Dad did the tying up."
So for you future car thieves,
let's clap for that one in, okay?
Stay away from Pennies because they will catch you and bring you down. In the Pervo American community, Charles Marshall, 28 years old, was arrested in Cincinnati in June and charged for the fourth time in 2 years with crimes involving exposing himself and simulating sex with a teddy bear. It was not reported whether it was the same teddy bear or not. A 36-year-old man was arrested in Harvard, Idaho, in May and charged with indecent exposure. A newspaper account reported that the target of his flashing was a dog, which he was allegedly trying to entice to approach the fence and nuzzle the man's genitals.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh.
Weird. Now, that's weird.
Very.
What's that, triple X? triple X rated.
I don't know what it is, but it ain't right. Least competent criminals. You would think, number one, in June, Logan Schwab, 20 years old, who used to work at the police department in Carsley, Pennsylvania, was seen on a surveillance video sneaking into an office at the station, prying open a desk, and taking away $200 to $300 in pocket parking ticket money. These are our least competent criminals. Number two, in Panama City, Florida, in May, Michael Marquez, 34 years old, who had been arrested with another man after being caught fighting over suspected stolen goods, was seen snatching a clock off the wall in which he was being interrogated. He had stuffed it into his backpack when an officer left the room briefly, but was recorded on surveillance video. People, if you're being arrested for stolen goods, don't steal in the police station. Come on.
Thank
people.
You.
Oh,
thank
no,
you.
He didn't steal in the police station.
Yes,
thank
he
you.
Did.
Oh, my
and
God.
In reoccurring themes, in the United States, most preschoolers who parade down pageant runways with their mothers cheering them are 5 to 6-year-olds. Britain's upcoming Miss Minnie Princess UK will probably feature Eleanor June Reeves hyphen Sutherland, who has yet to reach her 2nd birthday. Though Eleanor June's father strongly disapproves, Mom Robert told the London's Daily Mail that Eleanor June is a born pageant contestant, such a girly girl who loves to wear makeup and nail polish, especially bright colors, and already owns a wardrobe of 20 dresses and 15 pairs of shoes.
Oh, well, Robin
seems assured that pedophiles pose no threat. I don't think there's anything sexy about a child who's dressed like a little princess.
Hmm.
No.
No.
And she's not even 2 years old? Please.
No.
Why don't you just put a sign on her and put her on the corner and say, I'll work for a pedophile?
Yeah.
Shit. Come
just,
on now.
She's
that's
just not
bullshit.
Even two and you're already. Hmm, go ahead.
No, go ahead. That's just sick to me and your child. Yeah, go ahead, Shaw.
Well, no, I was just saying you're already putting makeup on her and nail polish.
I know.
I mean, you're putting those chemicals in her body at this time. You don't know what those side effects could be on that child later on.
Well,
that's just
sick. The chemicals on her nails and the chemicals on her face. Come on, makeup is made up of chemicals.
Mm-hmm.
Their skin is still developing, still growing. That's what gets me with them little Tierra kids, whatever that is. Vernice, you know on the show, the Tierra children?
Uh-huh.
And have all that makeup and stuff on those kids.
Mm-hmm.
It's just ridiculous. You don't know what you're going to do to their skin. By the time those girls are 12 or 13 years old, their skin might be fucked up. And their minds, too.
Well, you know, they got some parents who's having their kids go through plastic surgery.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
they've been
at
giving
that age.
Mm-hmm. That doesn't surprise me.
Yep.
And those are the stories of the news of the weird.
Wow.
Yeah.
So
very
we
interesting
move.
This week.
Yeah, disturbing at the least. We'll go ahead and move to the sports scores. So, I can't even talk today. For you Major League Baseball fans, I'm going to combine the American League and National League scores. The Mariners and the Athletics are still in the top 12th inning, 1-1. So who knows? Hopefully the Mariners, you guys pull this through. Come on now.
Yeah.
The Reds beat the Padres 4-2. The Twins and the Rangers are just in the second inning, and it is 0-0. The Dodgers lost to the Diamondbacks 7-1. The Cubs, beat the Mets 7-0. The Yankees and the Red Sox play later on tonight on ESPN and ESPN3 at 8:05 Eastern, 5:05 Pacific. The Braves beat the Phillies 4-3. The Rays beat the Indians 7-6. The Royals lost to the Tigers 1-7, and the Rockies beat the Nationals 4-3. Blue Jays beat the White Sox 11-9. The Giants, got their ass whooped by the Pirates 13-2.
Oh my God!
The Angels beat the Orioles 6-0, and the Brewers beat the Astros 5-3, and the Marlins lost to the Cardinals 5-4. And for the Wimbledon championships, of course, Serena Williams won. This is her 5th Wimbledon title, and Roger, I can never say his last name, Andy Murray, and he won the men's Wimbledon. So they're still doing the mixed doubles, but for the singles, the men and women for the Wimbledon, the bracket is over with. Congratulations to Federer.
Her and Venus have went back winning, and I just want to let everybody know Mr. Williams is back. Their dad is back, and they've been on a winning circuit since he's been back. And I am so glad because I think they were missing their dad.
Yay.
So, and I believe that both those girls, this is just my prediction, I think they both going to go to the Olympics and bring home some gold.
They may.
I believe so. They're back. With their father behind them, boy, the world is their oyster. He started them, and he needs to be there to finish it.
All right now. And real quick, we'll wrap up the NBA real fast. Two big surprises this week. Steve Nash, who's been with Phoenix forever, will be starting with the LA Lakers next season. And Ray Allen decided to go with Miami Heat, so he will be starring with Dwayne Wade and LeBron James next season. Now, I don't know how much their contracts or how long the contracts are. That is public information. I just didn't look it up. And real quick, for the Olympics, our NBA team for the our U.S. Olympics NBA team, the roster is out. And who's on that team is LeBron James, Kobe Bryant, Carmelo Anthony, Kevin Durant, Chris Paul, Russell Westbrook, Deron Williams, Andre Iguodala, James Harden, Blake Griffin, Kevin Love, and Tyson Chandler. Good luck, fellas.
All right. You go, team. I'm rooting for you.
Yes, most definitely.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, that sounds good.
Yes.
All right. Well, with that, is there anything else, Ms. Chauvinet?
Nope, that's all.
Okay, with that, we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, y'all, we are going to discuss internet dating versus physical dating. So get ready. Get ready to call in. Let us know how you feel and what you think about it. That phone number is area code 646-727-2914, and we'll be back in three.
Have never been.
Okay, welcome back, everybody. And that song was so fitting. Now we're going to begin our our segment, you know, internet dating versus physical dating. So the top five sites for 2012 is Match.com, Perfect Match, Chemistry.com, eHarmony, which I'm sure a lot of people know about that one. Of course, their rating is low as far as their service, and Spark.com. So those are your five top dating sites. Now, why should you be dating online? Well, let's look at that. We work online. We order food online. We Skype online. We get jobs online. We invite friends to parties online on Facebook. And we meet interesting people who can turn into friends online on Twitter. Mm-hmm. So why are some of us still hesitant to start meeting people to date online? Well, why should you meet somebody online? You never know who you're going to meet or where you're going to meet them. Today you might meet them at a coffee shop or you might meet them on Facebook. And the tips for dating online, the site you choose is really important, so check out the different sites, which I just mentioned, the top five. Make sure you actually see women and men there that you want to date. Number two, for your profile, try to avoid cliches, any adjectives like adventurous and all that blah, blah, blah. And number three, you need to reach out to people. Women especially do not want to do this. You don't want technology to get in your way. You want it to enhance your dating life. If you see someone you like, then you need to say hi. Mm-hmm. Now, what are the dangers of online dating? The biggest danger is that you're going to get really let down by the process. If you let the process take over and you focus too much on how many emails you're sending or receiving, you will be discouraged. As singles age, we feel the pressure to be in a relationship and we get caught up in the emotional aspects of dating. So that is a little background on internet dating, and I'm going to ask Shab and Vernice, how do you feel about this, and then we'll go to the physical side.
Well, I'm kind of, I don't know, I may be behind on the times and stuff, but when you get online for dating, wouldn't that kind of expose you to the net worldwide? You know, like your pictures or whatever? Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Only thing that I think about internet dating that I have a problem with is how much of it is the truth.
Yeah.
And there's pictures
exactly.
on there. And people put pictures on there. It's not how they look when you meet them people in person.
That's true.
Because that
picture
could be 10 years, 15 years old.
That's right.
And you're thinking, oh, my God, this is a fine mofo. I'm fixing to talk to him.
Mm-hmm.
And then you meet him. You're like, ah, nightmare
mm-hmm.
on my street.
That's right.
So.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. So
well,
that's one. Go ahead,
go ahead. Well, you know, it's just got its pros and cons, I think. On the internet dating, you feel more confident to portray who you wish you were if you're not
right.
what you want to be, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, I think it's easier for people to open those doors, to get to know each other better, that when you do see each other finally, there's no surprise. There's no – as long as you've been honest, like you said, Mom, that's the key factor right there. As long as you've been honest – that when you do finally meet that person, it's not intense, it's not nervous, it's just like, wow, all right, let's keep it going from here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, there is pros and cons, but, well, I would like for some people to call in, too, because I would like to know what have they experienced in internet dating. That's 646-727-2914, 646-727-2914. Getting back to internet dating, okay, so Chabanea is saying that there's pros and cons, it's good and bad.
Mm-hmm.
I think it may be good for shy people that maybe don't go out to clubs or do this
well,
and that or
yeah,
more.
Yeah, that's true, and it probably depends on how they feel about themselves being exposed on the internet, too. You know
well,
what I'm saying?
You know, nowadays, anytime you get on the net, it
yeah,
it can be
it's going to be out there, you know.
Yeah,
So I'm kind of, I would see that for shy people as being a real problem for them because they're still trying to bring themselves out. And I'm wondering if being on the internet would be easier for them than actually doing the physical dating. I'm wondering about that. I think it would be a little harder.
Now, if you do internet dating, how long should you be on the internet before you physically meet that person?
Exactly. And that's the big question.
I don't know. I think that's up to an individual.
Depends on
you
the
know,
conversation.
Well, it just depends on when you feel you've reached your comfort level to meet this person in person.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because you just, you have to be careful. Anybody can say anything on the internet, and you know people are good on the internet.
Yeah.
I mean, you can see them in person; they don't have anything to say, but you get them in front of a computer, and next thing you know, they're Geraldo. So it just depends when you feel that okay, I feel comfortable enough to meet this person, you know, and hopefully you're smart enough to meet this person in a public area, not at their house or at your house or even a friend's house. No, meet somewhere where you're in the public. You let a friend know where you're going because you just don't know. I mean, you could actually have a great date. Because a friend of mine, she met her sweetheart off of Match.com, and they're still going strong. You know, I was a little concerned at first. I was like, ugh. But, you know, they did a lot of talking on the message boards, whatever, on Match.com, and next thing you know, they got together. But she was careful about it. She was safe.
Would it be helpful if they would have somebody to, like, double date with them? Would that help the shy person be a little bit more comfortable?
Well, she's not shy. That's the thing. She's a very outgoing person.
Just asking as a shy person.
Probably it wouldn't hurt her. You'd have somebody in the same area sitting at another table.
That's possible.
Yeah.
So they can be comfortable.
Check on,
Make
sure you're okay.
Especially for the ones who's doing this for the first time.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, because you're not also looking at intellectual, financial, too. What if you got on a date and come to find out he can't pay for the dinner or whatever that you know you two are enjoying? So
and he invites you out, but he can't play. Come on now.
But you know, I think internet dating could also be a good doorway for people who've recently been divorced. If you've been in a long-term relationship and you really don't know how to get back out there, this could be a doorway for you, kind of to meet people, you know, kind of find out the ins and outs. Because I think a lot of people have the perception that internet dating is just for getting your groove on. No, people really are, you know, looking for that one. They have so many.
Yeah, but they want to get their groove on, too, now.
And
don't leave that out.
Yeah, that's true.
Don't leave that out because they want to do that,
true,
too.
True.
Yeah.
Well, with technology nowadays, and I want to get, because we got 15 minutes left of the show, I want to get on the physical side because with technology, to me, that's like an easy out than to meet somebody face-to-face. I mean, like Shah said, it's pros and cons. Maybe it's good if you start an internet conversation. Because, I mean, there's people on Facebook that have met and date or on Twitter. But the physical aspect where you can see that person's movement of their body, how they talk to you, their facial expression.
The way they look at you.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can see
how
all that.
How are they dressed? You know, not saying, you know, they got to be dressed like no millionaire. But, you know, dressed appropriate for the occasion, whatever that is. That's me. I would rather see you physically for me.
For me, I would do
internet.
That, too, because I'm a very visual person when it comes to meeting another person, too.
Yeah.
You know, I want to see that person. I don't want to see, like you said, a doctored up picture of that person or a person, a picture of a person that's been taken 20 years ago, you know.
Well, yeah, and then there's the honesty thing.
Yeah.
And the integrity of dating online. And, I mean, it's very popular. Like I said, those five sites that I just mentioned.
Yeah.
They're popular. I was surprised that eHarmony was rated number 4. It was way down there. Match.com is rated number 1.
Number 1.
The number 1.
Well,
it's
actually had more success stories with Match.com. People genuinely like have maintained long-term relationships if not married from Match.com. I went on there. I'll admit I was on there for a month and it just didn't do anything for me. I was like, but I'm not an internet dating type of person. I don't knock anybody. If that's your thing, you know, hey, go for it. But the initial meeting, I like it to be in person.
Right. That's what
and
I
then
would like
to chat
to be
with
for
you.
Me too.
Yeah, and then at that point, I can decide if I want to go out with you or not.
Yeah, if you want to continue the relationship.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, that's why I said the internet versus physical, because people used to, they go to house parties, go to clubs, you know, and meet people and
have barbecues,
interact
and stuff like
that way.
Yeah.
But it seems now everything is technology. It's, it's on the computer. Oh, by the way, I'm sorry. I want to, Bernice, before we end the show, is going to bring about, if you haven't heard about it, it's been in the news all weekend about the virus thing. So
that malware.
About 10 minutes before, the malware, before the show end, I want Bernice to talk about that just to bring everybody up to par.
Okay.
And no. But anyway, getting back to the dating, yeah, I just like the physical. I like going out. I like seeing people in the physical. That's just my preference.
I like that,
I'm
too.
Not, yeah, I'm not going to knock internet dating. Like Shab, I've tried it a few times. They had Kiss.com, Match.com. Something else was out years ago, and I just was not impressed by the men that I met. Conversations, that was okay.
Yeah.
But for the few men that I did meet through them, their pictures were a lie or they weren't who they said they were.
Uh-huh.
And so I felt quite disappointed and let down. I was like, well, maybe this isn't for me. You know, maybe I need to go the other route and just go out and meet physically. I mean, we always got friends, y'all, that want to introduce you.
That's
to
true.
To somebody they think you'll like or
That's
know.
That's true.
So there's that way, too. Shab?
I'm like I said, I'm not an internet dater, you know, but I know people who do it, and hey, kudos to them. I just like the face to face. But that's why you go to different places. Don't go to the same place. Don't do the same thing. Broaden your horizons, you know, and just go outside your box and have fun. And then that's how you meet. I mean, some people, they honestly meet these. Dating websites do connect to people you're looking for, and you may have never met if it wasn't for the internet, because you know, both are in two different circles or two different atmospheres, environments. Who knows? So maybe that was the connection. Some people, like me, I just feel I'll do different things, and that's how I'll meet different people.
Yeah.
And let me just throw this out there too. Whether you're internet dating or physical date, do something different. Same old dinner, movie, drinks. That's old. Do something different. Go to the zoo. Go golfing. Go hit some balls. Go for a hike. Go down to the beach or the ocean, you know. There's a lot of things, people, that you can do that are not as costly as going to a club, pissing and eating, okay, that are beautiful memories that you'll enjoy for a lifetime that you won't forget. So think of something. And then let me tell you, for both parties, a male or female, you'd be surprised what you can enjoy doing something different than the same old traditional or what people expect.
Right.
So
there you go, exactly.
Yeah, do something different. I agree with Shaw. Well, we're going to have Bernice come on right now and explain about this virus, because they're telling people Monday to check, but Monday to shut your computer down. My thing, I told my daughter, shut your computer down, don't turn it back on until Tuesday. But anyway, go ahead, Bernice.
What I found, I went on Yahoo News, and they had internet blackout looms for thousands, what you need to know. Now, this is put out through the FBI. So what it says is thousands of computers users may lose internet access on Monday. That means this coming Monday.
Tomorrow.
Amen. When the deadline for a temporary fix to a malicious software scam shut down by the FBI last year expires. What is it? Millions of computers were infected with the so-called Internet Doomsday virus used in the hacking scam, which redirected Internet searches from DNS servers used by the scammers, who allegedly netted $14 million in bogus advertising revenue. Wow.
Jeez.
Yes.
My God.
So I went to, and on there also they had a list of the sites that you can go to. One is called the Malware Check, and that's where I went to. It is, you can type that in as a small case, DNS-OK.us, and that will take you right straight to the DNS changer checkup, and that will let you know immediately whether your computer is clean or not. I had it done on my computer, and I was clean. It says, had your computer been infected with DNS changer malware, you would have seen a red background. So mine was green. I was clean, y'all. So you can check that. It's free of charge. I will read this site again. It's called Malware Check, M-A-L-W-A-R-E, Check. Type in DNS-OK.us. And that will let you know at the very top of the page, it will say clean. It will say DNS charger check up, clean. And it will have a picture of the people, and it says IP in a circle, a black circle. and it will tell you whether or not your computer is clean or not. If your computer is clean, you won't have to worry about your computer shutting down Monday. But if it is not, be sure and get that done right away. Mm-hmm. And they do have an app. They have several sites also that is that can be connected to it. Is the FBI site, forms.fbi.gov. Okay, and then the DNS Changer Workshop, that is www.dewg.org. And then you have your facebook.com notes, Facebook hyphen security, notifying DNS changer victims. And then there's a long number after that. But then when you go to Yahoo News, and I found this online today, it's called The Internet Blackout Looms for Thousands. What you need to know, click on that site, and it will take you to the information that I had just given you on another page at DNS dot, is that DNS dot? What did I just say? I'm saying it so many times. DNS-OK.us.
Okay. Hope everybody got that, because that definitely is going to be helping you. And I hope that people have Norton on their computer or McAfee.
Mm-hmm.
And also have your Norton run and do a security sweep.
Do a security sweep, yeah.
Uh-huh,
mm-hmm.
And your McAfee.
Yeah.
And if not, of course, Bernice has given you, and you can always listen to the show on the Essence of Success.com,
mm-hmm.
and hear Bernice give those websites again that will assist you.
Mm-hmm.
So I sure hope so, and I hope that it's not as bad as the government deems it to be, but it's a possibility that it will be.
Mm-hmm.
So,
but they're preparing you now to get your computers cleaned up and to check and see if that malware is there. They don't know how many people it is affected, but they know it's in the thousands.
Right.
Yeah.
That's true. Well, thank you, Bernice, for
You're
that.
Welcome.
We really, really appreciate that.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, thank you.
And we're going to discuss a little bit the shows that are coming up. Next Sunday we're going to be talking about Obamacare. That's the number one hot topic across the nation right now, and it affects so many millions of people.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God. We are going to have a really good discussion, and we want people to call in to let us know how you feel about Obamacare. Are you pro it or against it? Hopefully you're for it. The Sunday after that, we're going to be talking about celebrities. So Bernice and I will be all into the entertainment thing, see what the celebrities doing and gossip.
Yeah.
The following Sunday, we will be doing a sports show. You know, we're coming into midway of the baseball season, and also the football guys now are starting to go to the different teams and see who's going to be accepted for the following year.
Mm-hmm.
The Sunday after that, we're going to be talking about employment status. I need a job.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to be talking about that at the end of December. And then, of course, as always, we come up to our psychic readings.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully you tune in next Sunday, because Obamacare is going to be really, really good.
Mm-hmm.
And
to close out the show, let's talk a little bit about this Mitt Romney and talking about Obama on his Obamacare.
Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, because I'm thinking that Mitt Romney is really upset because he's saying that Obama was too late in getting this information out to the people. But do you understand that I talked to Linus and I said, you know what? He said that at the very beginning when he was running for president. It's not going to be overnight, and Mitt Romney was trying to get it out to the people that he said he was going to get it done within 2 years. Now, come on now, people.
Yeah,
you know?
That's right. That's right.
So I was just wondering.
You're on,
Shaw. Uh-huh.
Okay, thank you. Something was wrong with my phone.
Chabonet?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, she's here. Mm-hmm. Turn your phone on, please. So I was just wondering, you know, if Mitt Romney is really at a loss for words because Obama was able to get his Obamacare signed in through Congress, and now they can't do anything about it. What do you think about that, Shop?
I'm sorry. Say it again.
I'm sorry. Can you hear me on?
Yeah, I can't.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Oh, I was wondering if you think about the Obamacare and how Mitt Romney was trying to put him down as he was taking too long to get this Obamacare done. Now that it's signed in through Congress, you think he'll be able to fight that if he ever makes president?
It's the law. I mean, if he becomes president with a Republican control, then, yeah, they might be able to overturn that law. It would be havoc because a lot of people, like I was telling my mom, it's kind of like 60 to 40 that people support this bill. One, because it covers now pre-existing conditions.
Right.
And then it also gives more funding for people who are having surgeries, for low-income families, for people who are on Medicaid. But at the same time, they're trying to fix what they distribute for Medicaid as well. So I would be fearful if Romney became president. I'm glad that Obama's health care bill was upheld by the Supreme Court justices.
Me too.
And that's all I can say at this time.
Yeah, that's all I can say, too. I just hope that they don't overturn it. You know, because they tried to get it overturned. And
no, they voted for it.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. The Supreme Court upheld it. But if Mitt Romney gets into office, then they'll probably
He would
want to overturn it.
Trust me. I'm going to tell everybody right now, Obama is going to get a second term. Believe that.
I think so.
Psychic, whatever you want to say, Obama's going to get a second term, y'all. Believe that. You can write that down that I said it.
Oh, yeah.
He will be back in November.
I believe that.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Well, is there any other little last-minute things or that you want to talk about?
No. I'm good.
Okay, just be sure and check on the Yahoo News on that internet blackout. So that's important information that everybody needs to get their computers checked. So that's all I have.
Yes.
Yes, and thank you for that, Bernice.
You're welcome.
That is very important.
Oh, and to all our Washington folks, Western Washington, enjoy this sun.
Oh,
hello. Yes. I know that's right. Ain't it beautiful?
Yay. I love this sunshine. Love it.
We have to give a hand clap for the sunshine,
y'all. I'm telling you.
Hello.
All right.
We are so happy. All right, well, you folks have a good week. Know that we love you, and remember, next Sunday we will be discussing Obamacare in depth.